Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather across Israel is mild today. Tel Aviv is enjoying a clear, sunny morning. In Jerusalem, expect cool breezes throughout the day. In Haifa, skies are mostly clear, making it a pleasant day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that Israel faces a dilemma with Lebanon. Will fighting resume on two fronts amid Hezbollah concerns? Earlier reporting suggests the Trump-imposed ceasefire leaves Israel uneasy. Also, Walla reports from earlier this hour that during the ceasefire, Defense Minister Katz launched a threat. Qassem will pay with his head. He stated the ultimate goal is to disarm Hezbollah. Also this hour. 24 News reports, Iran weighs U.S. talks as the ceasefire deadline nears. Iran's parliament speaker rejects talks under pressure and warns of escalation. Separately, JNS reports that the IDF eliminated two Hamas terrorists in central Gaza strikes earlier today. The military stated both posed an immediate threat to troops. And finally, JTA reports from earlier today that Trump, on the eve of new ceasefire talks, claims Israel never talked him into the war with Iran. The U.S. president is countering perceptions linking him to Netanyahu's influence. Reaction has been swift on social media. Hananya Naftali writes just minutes ago that the nation of Israel stands still for 2 minutes in remembrance of every fallen soldier and terror victim. Monica Marks, a researcher on Middle Eastern politics, posted earlier today that the UAE government claims 90% of Iran's attacks target civilian infrastructure. She describes living through these attacks, noting the hits on civilian airports and apartment buildings. Middle East underscore 24 shares breaking news from earlier today. Shamim Mafi was arrested at Los Angeles International Airport, accused of arms trafficking linked to Iran. U.S. authorities charged her under specific sections for allegedly brokering these deals. Let's go deeper. Israel faces strategic uncertainty with Lebanon. According to Ynet, the public wants decisive action against Hezbollah, but military leaders are cautious due to potential broader conflict implications. This restraint reflects ongoing diplomatic efforts. Turning to Defense Minister Katz's remarks, Walla highlights his assertion that the goal remains the disarmament of Hezbollah. His statement at Mount Herzl underscores the tensions simmering even during the ceasefire. Meanwhile, Iran's parliament speaker's warning about escalation, as reported by I-24 News, comes as the ceasefire deadline looms. This signals Tehran's reluctance to negotiate under pressure, adding complexity to regional peace efforts. Starting with Gaza, the IDF's strike on Hamas targets aligns with military objectives to neutralize immediate threats. This, reported by JNS, emphasizes the ongoing security challenges despite broader ceasefire discussions. Lastly, Trump's comments about the war with Iran, reported by JTA, aim to distance his administration from Israeli influence narratives. This could affect U.S.-Israel relations and future diplomatic strategies. Turning to business and markets. First, Times of Israel Tech reports that Anthropic's explosive growth attracts $55 million in Israeli capital. Klal Insurance joins major investors in a massive funding round, valuing the AI firm at $18.3 billion. Separately, CTEC reports that Israel expands its drone fleet with a new Heron squadron. The Air Force increases UAV operations as demand has surged fivefold since early October. And finally, Israel Hayom Business reveals significant price gaps in meat products ahead of Independence Day. A survey showed major differences in product prices across leading discount chains. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 1 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.